Let's bring in Chris Canetti, Annabelle, and Caitlin as well from Santa Fe High School. I'll just begin on a lighter note. Do you follow, Chris, like any of this stuff with like Hyperloops and new technology? Are you big on this sort of thing?
No, you guys are educating me right
now.
Oh,
really?
Yes. Okay.
That was a poor education I just gave you.
It was probably like a really mediocre education.
It's not like a pneumatic tube at all, but that's just the best visual I could give you. But Chris, who you were actually... You were up in Connecticut when the Newtown, Connecticut shootings happened. Is that correct?
I was here in Houston.
You're here in Houston, but how did you get involved with that up there?
I grew up in Connecticut.
Okay, all right.
I had daughters who were the age of the victims,
mm-hmm.
and so it hit home for me, and so I got involved up there back in late 2012, early 2013.
And then how did it come to be, because we're sitting here with Caitlin and Annabelle, who are both Santa Fe High School seniors. How did it come to be that you got connected with these two young women?
So when we went to Newtown and did some work up there a few years back, there was a Dynamo season ticket holder who accompanied us. It was one of the volunteers who happens to live in Santa Fe. And her name is Susan, and she connected Annabelle to me. I got a text from Annabelle on Monday with a screenshot of a very nice speech that she, emotional speech, inspirational speech that she wrote. And I reached out to her and I said, we're here to help. Our organization is here to help you guys. They're in the process of trying to launch a charitable organization and put on some events in the community. So we met on Monday. Feel like we've known each other for a few years already.
Yeah.
We've been working the last 4 days to help them get their organization up and running, and to plan this event on Monday that we hope a lot of people come out to and support the community.
So, Annabelle, Caitlin, nice to meet you. Mm-hmm. Nice to meet you again. I knew you already. Second time, right? How was I as a referee?
For the most part, but that girl, a girl's hide her flags. I had to drag her to the ground by her flags, and he said that he couldn't prove that the flags were tied.
Who, me?
Yes.
No, it was Brandon. That was Brandon over there. I told you, I delivered the message. Brandon is Sandy Vicknell, who's my neighbor and a coach and a teacher at Santa Fe High School. She organized the, she oversaw the event, correct?
Yes, right. Yes, sir.
Some women might have been tying their flags to their belt. We couldn't prove it.
Okay.
And that's all. You guys were up by like 30.
I dug her to the ground.
I know. And I was impressed. I told you, good job. It was, you're up by like 36 points at that moment. How can we help you here? Where are you guys right now in the process of creating your organization?
Well, at this point, we would just like to get our message out. We have a vision statement and a mission statement. And also, we would like to get our event out. We're having an event at May S. Bruce Library. There's a park right next door. It's free. Come out. There's going to be food, entertainment. All we ask is for donations.
And that's Monday?
Yes, yes, sir. Monday, Memorial Day, okay. From 3 to 8.
Okay.
And 8 p.m.
What's it been like for you guys over these past, gosh, it's turned out almost a 72, 96. It feels like it happened yesterday, and it feels like forever at the same time. What's it been like for you guys?
It definitely hasn't been easy. It still doesn't feel real yet,
mm-hmm.
that this is something that's happened. But having this and having basically a purpose to spread to others has really helped feel like we can help others while also helping ourselves too with this.
Mm-hmm. And so we've been blessed because we took a situation that we couldn't control. None of us ever dreamed that would happen. None of us ever wanted it to happen. But now we have some control because we're helping people now.
Go ahead, Mike.
I was just going to ask Chris, and you guys are doing a lot at the game tomorrow to help raise money and all that kind of stuff. What are you guys doing tomorrow at the Dynamo game?
So 2 nights ago, the Dynamo and the Dash were invited to a private event that the students had. It was their first opportunity to come together. They had a meal. And we brought the team out. We brought the Dynamo, the Dash. We gave away free tickets to the students. And tomorrow night, when we play NYCFC at 8 p.m., we're going to be doing a number of tributes. Players will be coming out in Santa Fe T-shirts. There's going to be a moment of silence. There's going to be a big sign that the players hold during the pregame ceremonies. That sign will go up into the concourse where the fans can sign it and put messages of hope that we'll deliver to the community. And then you guys have been to Dynamo games. You know we have our crazy supporters there. Who bring a lot of energy. They're going to go silent in the 10th minute in honor of the 10 victims, and okay. Then the whole stadium will light up their cell phones. So those are some of the things that are going on tomorrow night. But the speech that Annabelle sent to me via text in our first introduction, she's going to read it at the stadium as well. And you know, her and her friends are going to talk about the organization they're trying to start and what their what their mission is behind it.
Looking down through the different tributes that you'll have, and a lot of the tickets that you've handed out free of charge to Santa Fe High School students. It's very, very nice things you're doing for the young people there. Caitlin, Annabelle, I guess this is how I've struggled with this on air when I'm trying to talk about various events and things. I think probably like a lot of adults at this point, I feel at a loss as to what to tell people your age, because we feel like we're supposed to be protecting you. And I've been amazed at people like Caitlin, people like Annabelle, people at other schools. You guys are doing an incredible job in reaching out to each other, in supporting each other, and in really in a lot of ways leading the way. So it's just keep at it, because it's really been an inspiration. I feel like I've learned more from teenagers like in the past six months than any other adult. Certainly Mike.
definitely this guy sitting to your right.
So Maya Spruce Park on Memorial Day Monday. Head on out there, and I'm sure there'll be a bunch of other stuff going on. Is there a website or anything or a Facebook page that's best right now?
There's an event page. So if you go to my Facebook, Annabelle O'Day, Annabelle, okay, and then O'Day, capital O, apostrophe, capital D-A-Y. Just scroll down and you'll see we have a logo. It's called Hearts United. And then you click on it. There's going to be kids events. We have bouncy houses, face painting, band, food. And then we're working on having a walk where people can write down prayers, or even if people are angry, they can write down what they're angry about, because a lot of times writing that down helps.
Mm-hmm.
And so we just Memorial Day is a time where people come together and remember fallen soldiers. And so we're going to remember not only fallen soldiers, but our fallen community members. And we're going to be there for each other, because right now is a time where the community needs to come together and love on each other.
So you can go to the Annabelle O'Day Facebook page, head out on Memorial Day in Santa Fe to Maya Spruce Park.
3-8 Monday.
And then also the Dynamo game, go out to the Dynamo game. And just to show your support, to take part in some of those tributes. And Chris, thank you very much for doing all this.
Chris, thank you very much. Also Annabelle and Caitlin, it's been a pleasure having you guys in this morning. Thank you so much.
Thank you for having us.
Yes, thank you for having us. It means a lot.
Well, thank you guys. It is truly our pleasure.